The John Gomez Show, 103.9 LI News Radio.
Yes, indeed, folks. Welcome back. John Gomez with you on The John Gomez Show. As you know, we kick it off every single day at high noon, noon to 2, lunch with Gomez right here on 103.9 LI News Radio. You can follow us no matter where you go, no matter where you are, no matter where you are at linewsradio.com. Just click on the Listen Live link. Also, write this number down, 451-1039, 631-451-1039, if you care to hop on board. Also, you could send me an email, Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z, at linewsradio.com. Now joining us on the LI News Newsmaker line is Huntington Councilman Gene Cook. Councilman, welcome aboard. How are you, sir?
I am excellent, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for checking in with us. I mean, this is shocking news. If you could fill us in exactly what's happening, folks. I said earlier, Huntington Supervisor Frank Petrone has apparently handed in his retirement papers, which essentially means that not only on top of collecting his $160,000 a year salary, which, by the way, he just voted himself in a raise just in January. And now he's going to gain on top of that his retirement money, his pension, which will bring his yearly cash flow intake up towards $280,000. Councilman Cook, I was wondering if you could give us the latest.
Well, John, I found out about this on Saturday, but from what I understand, Frank actually submitted those papers back January 1st, so he knew coming into the new year what he was going to do. By the time you pay his benefits and all the extras he gets on it, it's about it's a little over $300,000 a year now for the highest paid supervisor in all of New York State. I have to tell you, legally, he can do it. Morally, I find it offensive. As a taxpayer in the town of Huntington, I'm offended by this. And we as people should write letters to our state representatives, to Governor Cuomo, and say we had enough of this. The law has to change. Because for the next 4 years now, Frank can stay on board, and we'll end up paying him a little over $1.2 million for 4 years' worth of work.
Yeah, I'd have to say this, Councilman Cook. Essentially, we understand that what he's doing is legal, but when you take a look at the numbers and when you think of pension and retirement, you think of, okay, this is the money you're going to retire on. We really don't contemplate that you're going to use that money, and on top of that, you're going to have another government salary. In my opinion, it reminds me a lot of what New York State Assemblyman Mike Fitzpatrick calls gaming the system, where you're actually taking advantage of the system, Councilman Cook.
Absolutely. And what's happened is that this was done many years ago, and there's many state representatives that do this, and it's got to stop. We have taxpayers that are suffering in the town of Huntington and all over Long Island. And when you see somebody like Frank Petrone and other, elected officials doing this, it's just wrong. It's got to stop.
451-1039 if you care to hop on board, 631-451-1039. We have on the Newsmaker line Huntington Councilman Gene Cook is sharing some information about Supervisor Frank Petrone. And this is interesting. We're just finding out about it now, this weekend, yet he handed in the papers back in January. So he had full intention, even when he was running last year, in fact, running against you, and you barely lost the election by, something around 500 votes. I just think that that doing that and knowing what you're going to do in just months to come is just morally apprehensible, quite frankly.
I couldn't agree with you more, John. You're 100% correct. And we as taxpayers are getting ripped off.
Yep.
Okay? Yes, it's legal what Frank Petrone is doing. But you know something? I feel ripped off. And I think every taxpayer out there should feel the same way. I mean, this is ridiculous. You would never see this in the public sector.
We have Sally checking in.
I mean, in the private sector. I'm sorry.
No, that's right. Sally's checking in from Huntington. Sally, welcome to the John Gomez Show. Please say hello to Councilman Cook.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cook. Cook. It's wonderful to speak with you.
And same to me, Sally. What's your question?
I feel like this is an April Fool's joke, to be honest with you. Did you say that he filed on January 1st?
It's my belief. I've gotten someone called me and told me that he filed as of January 1st.
Wasn't the inauguration somewhere around January 5th, January 6th?
I say that again?
The inauguration was also in early January,
I think it was
correct?
January 6th to January 8th, if I recall.
So he knew full well that he was pulling a snow job on all the voters that voted for him, that he was planning on doing this way before that.
Well, you have to ask Frank Petrone that, but certainly he obviously had advance notice that he was going to do it, absolutely.
Hey, Sally, thanks so much for the call. You're a frustrated Huntingtonian, frustrated Long Islander, frustrated New Yorker. The laws have to change. As Councilman Cook said, it appears to be completely legal. We have a Long Island attorney, Larry Kelly, joining us later on in the program to go line by line about this and confirm whether this happens on a regular basis. And just at what point is New York going to reach its limit? And as, again, I go back to what Assemblyman Mike Fitzpatrick calls the Wisconsin moment is bound to come to New York more sooner than later. We have Matt checking in from Huntington. Matt, welcome to the John Gomez Show. Say hello to Councilman Cook.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm tuning down the radio so I can just listen to you on the telephone. I find this whole situation to be just incredible. I think beyond what's legal and what's not legal, it's immoral.
I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. That's absolutely the way I feel. And as a taxpayer in the town of Huntington, we need to stand up, start screaming, sending letters to the Governor Cuomo, our state representatives, and say enough is enough. This has to stop.
Tell me something. Is it true that Supervisor Petrone is the highest paid supervisor in the entire state?
That is my understanding, yes.
And that's also incredible. I don't understand how this job comes with that kind of a salary. And now I believe he's capable of getting not only a state pension and a federal pension from his days at FEMA, but he can continue being the town supervisor for the next 4 years and collect, $175,000 plus his pension? It just seems unbelievable that that's actually illegal.
Well, it certainly should be illegal, but it's not. And I'll tell you, when I told my wife Saturday evening, she said, that's impossible. That can't happen. And she got on the Internet and started looking all over and finally realized that, yes, it is possible. Because what we've done is we've sent representatives up to represent us, we the people. And what they did was they did some backhanded deals and they put these things through so that they could benefit, not us. They're not looking out for us. We need real leadership here. And Frank Petrone should basically say, listen, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to resign, or I'm not going to take my pension.
You know, there's another aspect to this issue that I don't think too many people in Huntington are aware of, is that Supervisor Petrone has two residences. He has a home down in Florida, which I believe he spends quite a bit of time. I'd like to know how many days a year as a full-time supervisor he actually spends in Florida. Nobody seems to want to admit to that. And the fact that, you know, he commutes back and forth, and I believe he made the town board meetings once a month instead of twice a month to accommodate that.
Well, that I'm not aware of, but I can tell you this. I do know that Frank Petrone has been down since January 1st, three times down to Florida, where his wife lives during the winter.
Well, he's a full-time supervisor. How can he do that?
You'd have to ask Frank Petrone that.
Yeah.
And you show up. There's a meeting this Tuesday night. Show up and ask him.
There you go, Matt. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. You know, Councilman Cook, I appreciate the last minute getting you on the show here to reveal this to the taxpayers of Long Island, certainly the taxpayers of Huntington. But this is a state problem. This is a state issue. And I think we are getting to that Wisconsin moment. I think the people have to understand we have to take back control of our government. Councilman, I want
Absolutely.
To thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your hard work.
John, thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless. Folks, Huntington Councilman Gene Cook with us. Breaking news. Frank Petrone, supervisor of the town of Huntington, on top of his 160 some odd thousand dollar a year salary, which, by the way, he had just given him voted himself a raise just in January. While I was just talking about the jobless rate and people struggling on Long Island just to make ends meet, and as I said, even mentioned in that news article, the woman who was interviewed said, "Listen, this isn't about making ends meet. This is about survival." 451-1039 to hop on board, 631-451-1039. More to come. John Gomez with you on the John Gomez Show on what's just a little overcast Monday, but don't worry about it. Embrace the positive, folks. Embrace the positive. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low to see. In the war.